And last but not least is the black group. That's Group G. And the leader is Jorge Villegas, and the reporter is Donna McNeely.
Okay, I can't read that. Okay, when we talked about our most important assets and our competitive advantage, we thought that our breadth of the quality of our future employees being educated at the university, so that basically we're a one-stop shop for employers. Similarly, we are a one-stop shop for students here in that we have three campuses covering most of the areas of educational interest. We have urban, rural, small, large, etc. So we can really be a one-stop shop regardless of if you're looking to enter or hire someone on the end. Our extensive collaboration, especially in the sciences and innovation, is definitely an important asset that we have. Our tradition of excellence, simply, and our history of excellence are both great assets. And though sometimes it's hard to say so today, we think that the state of Illinois itself is an asset in that we have a great economic diversity. We have the city of Chicago, an international airport, kind of home of the internet, manufacturing, et cetera. So we are missing that ocean and have bad winters, but otherwise we think that the many opportunities here in Illinois are really very good for us. We also think that the past proportion of state funding has given us a competitive advantage that some institutions don't have, where they have to be entirely self-funded. So though we miss that, we think that that has been very positive for us in the past. And our very large and widespread alumni base is definitely a significant advantage for us. Well, we decided to be creative and indent so that we didn't have more than five. It's compliance here. So our most important strategic initiative is to transform the university into what we would call the purveyor of lifelong learning. The next important initiative, we think, is that we really have to identify exactly who we are, what we're going to do, and maybe most importantly, what we're not going to do anymore. And though that might slightly impact our breadth, we think it will result in a very positive net change, because we should not be expected to do everything for everyone in an efficient and effective manner. So that means that 5 years from now, we need to say that our governance structure has been streamlined, which includes obtaining regulatory relief, and that we have also obtained relief with respect to curriculum development process, and that that has been streamlined to allow us to more readily and more quickly meet demands. We need to reclaim the moral leadership in higher education and reassert the value of higher education, as opposed to focusing on the person who got the $50,000 job without an education. We need to work more on fulfilling our social responsibility through relationships at all levels. That can be through increased civil engagement, focusing on improving pipeline and graduation rates in K through 12, and that should also help us double the number of African-American students enrolled within the next 5 years. We'd also like to focus on further developing our already robust alumni through expanding alumni mentorships through life, possibly guaranteed lifelong learning opportunities for graduates, and building alliances with alumni from the point that the student walks on campus during that first week, instead of perhaps later on when they are employed and have an affinity to give. What might be most helpful in building a successful interaction and collaboration among the three campuses? We think that, first of all, we have to focus on, and this ties back to one of our other initiatives, is we have to actually focus on doing less with less, but yet with a greater return on investment. Each campus can't do everything for everyone in a silo. So we think that collaboration and centralization of some functions could allow for greater return on investment, and then allow us to focus that investment on what is considered the critical areas for the campus. Another area where we could collaborate more would be in mandated training and compliance, where there are standards that cross all three campuses. We could avoid duplication of effort, systems, and administration. We had discussions about considering combining some initiatives, study abroad, et cetera, and create greater faculty discussions. What do we have on number three? We only did three, so can I do them quickly? Okay. We thought that developing a Southern Illinois branch campus to meet the needs of that geographical area would be a stretch, but that the legislature would probably stop us from doing that. We want to develop as a lifelong learning university, and similar to many others, have a student body that reflects the diversity that we have here in Illinois from both a social and economic perspective.